We are the 1, 2, 3
So Losers!
It's Friday! What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox, and I know the most about sports. So I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up, everyone? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about the sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. I just don't know the who's or the what's what's.
Hey, y'all, it's Sizzin. I'm from the north. I am an alpha male. I love to shotgun White Claws. If you do the same, hashtag it, sore loser shotgun. And I'm a man of shameless plugs. I will be at FJL House for the big game with Lunchbox on Sunday. Hell yeah!
You can say Super Bowl. We're going to be there for the
Super Bowl.
We will be there for the Super Bowl watch
big
party
game
at FGL House.
What's the rule on that?
If you are doing advertisement, you can't say football.
If you're getting paid to say that.
Right. So if like you're advertising a product or whatever, you can say drink this during the big game. You can't say Super Bowl. You can't say either team's mass, like you can't say 49ers or Chiefs. You can say San Francisco versus the city of Kansas City.
We will be at an establishment watching balls for a big game of
There will
balls.
Be some green grass.
Yes.
And there will be some white lines on the field.
It turns out to be 100 yards.
And the object is to get in that little painted area and kick it through those yellow things.
And this is the game when all the teams play, but the winners of all the teams
are the best of the best. Yeah.
Who will touch pay dirt more? We'll find out.
And they've done this 53 times. This will be the 54th time they're doing this get-together.
Coach, do you watch NFL Network?
A little bit.
They're playing all the Super Bowls. Dude, I saw Cowboys versus
Pittsburgh.
Skip ahead to
number 40, dude.
Really?
Oh, it was amazing, Coach. It was me, the Cowboys fan. I was like, well, let me go get my jersey on. It's act like
is
this
that
is really
Neil
happening.
Is that O'Donnell was the quarterback of the Steelers?
No, stop that. No, it was Bradshaw.
Oh, you're talking way, way back.
It was Bradshaw versus Staubach.
Okay,
and the way they painted the Cowboys, Coach, it was amazing. They're like, the no-name Dallas Cowboys with a brand new coach named Tom Landry. Coach, the Cowboys were nothing. We're nothing, and they were like, let's see what these Cowboys can do against the almighty Pittsburgh Steelers.
Did you sit there and watch it?
Yeah. Well, they cut out commercials. I would hope.
What are they going to advertise for? Some washing powders?
Cigarettes?
If you like to wash your laundry, boy, is this clean laundry. Come on over. All the neighbors are talking about it. It's Tide.
And, Coach, so it's all film.
They're all hanging up on the clothesline outside to dry.
In 20 years, there'll be a dryer. But until then, there's these clotheslines, and they look great with Tide.
They literally filmed these games with movie cameras. And so there's no audio. So they have this canned audio of a same crowd going,
Wait.
Yeah,
so there's no announcers?
Yeah.
They don't have live mics
audio
on the field.
So it's
I see what you're saying, but they did have live announcers.
Yeah, but you're not watching like that. This is just highlights. You hear a narrator.
Is it enhanced at all?
Introduce Pitts.
We have brother in here because it's been
Friday,
50 years. Since the Kansas City Chiefs have been to the Super Bowl.
50 years.
50 years. So the brother that we have sitting here with us, he has never seen his favorite team play in a Super Bowl. He's never had that emotion, that feeling of the butthole being puckered all week.
Careful with the quite butthole. The feeling, brother.
It is a Friday.
Bend over. Let me
it play. Is a Friday.
I'm looking forward to this weekend now.
I was thinking Pitts might go to Miami. But the ticket prices were outrageous.
How much?
$5,000.
Yeah. We could have done that.
You know what happened to brother in Miami? Get his ass beat. Thank God he didn't go.
No,
brother,
I did see we could get the corner suite. Then I brought this up earlier in the week for $448.
$448?
$448,000. So you and 17 of your buddies for, I think it was $24,888 apiece, boys.
Brother,
I don't have
you
buddies like that.
Realist? Box said we still had to buy a ticket. If you get the suite,
you have to buy a ticket. No.
Are they going to make you turn around?
No. That is your ticket.
That's what I thought. He told me I had to buy
it. I didn't say that. That's what Tim told
you. That's what he said.
Don't ever associate me with stupid takes.
I said, what are they going to – I said, what are they going
to – I don't have stupid takes like that.
I said, so let me get this straight. You get in the suite and they're not going to let you turn around until you show them a ticket?
I mean, that's so dumb.
No, that actually just happened to Eddie.
The fact that we're
laughing about this and you had it happen to you.
What are you talking about?
This jackass had the pass for the suite and he didn't have the ticket, so the one guy had to, like, sneak him in. when we all went to the suite, you idiot.
What?
You were the one jackass that lost. Hey, guys, I lost my ticket on the field.
So you had to have suite access
and a ticket.
No,
no, no,
no, it's one thing. It's a ticket.
Yeah, it's one ticket.
You buy a ticket, and it goes to the suite.
Right.
It's not like you have a ticket to the game.
You're
and
looking at me like I'm fancy. I ain't never done this.
I had a ticket to get into the suite.
And you lost it.
And I lost it. So we had to fake our way in, and they trusted us that I was telling the truth.
Okay, there were suite passes, and to get to pass one checkpoint, he needed
there
a ticket.
Field
he needed
passes.
A barcode.
No, Coach, it's a ticket.
No, no, no. The first person you get by, you show them the suite pass. The second people down the thing are actually scanning your barcode, and that's when you didn't have it. Coach, you have to have both those things. The rich people always get both of them. So online,
it's a ticket.
Whatever they're selling you is going to be a suite.
I lost
and,
my ticket.
And a ticket. There's a pass. Coach, there's a pass.
I wish your face. I wish you could see, everybody could see your face. I lost my ticket, bro.
If you can get into a stadium.
I've been to a suite, and I've never had two separate things. It's one thing. It's a ticket.
So no. You're talking about the field pass. That was the separate pass.
That was the laminated thing.
That
the
was
field
to get
pass.
On the field before the game. To get on the suite, Coach, it's one ticket. That's your seat.
Is the barcode on that?
Yes. It's your seat.
It is. Okay.
Instead
good
of
call.
Section
that's
107.
It's called Suite 12.
It's called Suite 12.
Sorry.
You can tell how many times we've been in a suite because we don't know how the
we
hell
sound
it works.
So fancy.
You convinced me. I was
no,
like,
but the on-the-field access confused me. That's why we had two things.
Yes.
Sorry.
So,
we went down a rabbit
did
hole
you give serious thought
I was like,
to going to Miami?
No. I mean, thought, yeah, but not. I mean, it's not.
Did you crunch numbers?
No. Seriously, brother.
Carry bro,
the
you
two.
Gotta have numbers to crunch.
Oh,
bro.
Carry the two, move to the four.
What amount of money were you willing to pay for a ticket? Would it have been worth it for you? Like, would you said, okay, you know what? I'm gonna go.
I think
$40, bub.
I don't. I wouldn't defend. I would think half. I wouldn't defend it because I have the money. But I think just for the opportunity and being the fan that I am, I
brother,
think for $2,500, I would try to.
How
realistically, $2,500.
Okay.
I would. I mean,
$2,500, not including the travel.
No, he's saying just for the ticket.
I mean, yeah, I would hope to pay less than that, but it's not even realistic though. So why even think
you
about
can't
it?
Can't find
not
a ticket
happen.
For $2,500.
No, because this is. These are two teams. This is a great matchup.
Yeah, it's the Joe Montana Super Bowl.
And so
he retired a Chief.
That's why these teams haven't been there in a while. Well, I guess the 49ers were, but it's a big matchup. So the secondary market, the tickets are
what
the
do you
most.
Mean it's a big matchup.
I'm going to check Ticketmaster.
Aren't they all big matchups?
Because I haven't looked at them.
No.
Isn't it the best of
they're
the NFC?
They're hot teams. It's a legendary team and the hottest team that every kid
right
now
Patriots,
wants to go see.
The Patriots go
the
every
Patriots.
The Patriots go every year.
Yeah.
So not a lot. It's like the Patriots fans get spoiled. So like, you know what? I'm not going to pay $5,000 for a ticket. I'll pay $500.
But do Patriots fans really go to the game?
Yeah.
I thought they were all
most
corporate,
of them are.
Corporate execs.
But that's what I'm saying. On the secondary market, you can charge a lot more when teams haven't been there and the fan base is craving it and it's a big matchup.
More than $2,700 for one ticket?
Yeah.
And, brother, when you get down there, it's more than just that ticket. What about the women you're going to be paying?
Yeah,
brother?
I mean, because you're going to be at
brother,
scores.
If I'm paying $5,000 for a football game, I could care less about the ladies.
Brother,
I'm watching the football.
Brother, I'm talking about the nightclub after the game,
we already found out about the AFC Championship game. He doesn't care about the ladies. So we're like, what if a Titans girl wants to hook up with you after the game?
No, sir.
I don't hook up.
I was looking at Super Bowl. I mean, I'm not there for that. Let me see. $4,600 Super Bowl, Hard Rock Stadium, $4,608 and up, I guess. I don't have a Ticketmaster app. I just Googled it. But you're not getting a ticket. Oh, this is showing the average Super Bowl tickets per year. And
this is one of the most expensive in years.
They're still averages. They're all between $4,000 and $5,000. This is showing the New England Seattle Super Bowl was about $4,300 a ticket. Denver Carolina was $4,500 a ticket.
That's crazy, dude.
And then
New
England Atlanta was $4,500.
Yeah, I cannot believe brother would consider paying over $2,000 for a ticket.
So it's
you've lost your damn mind.
It's safe to say.
I mean, I agree. I probably wouldn't do it, but I mean, being the fan that I am, he was asking me for a number. You know what I'm saying?
I wanted a realistic number. Would have paid over $2,000.
He said $2,500.
That is a waste of money.
But it's not going to happen. I don't know if it's a waste because, I mean.
It's not a waste of money. It's life
we
is
all
about
spend our money in something. Is it foolish? Is a little bit. Yeah, I mean, I get that. But being such a fan, like being the fan you guys are of the Titans, you and Bay, if you guys got an opportunity to go, that'd be special for you.
Don't let him tell you foolish.
Cowboys.
You go to the bar every weekend and spend money. So
not $2,000, brother.
Okay, so 2 months worth of
you probably spent $2,000 in like 2 months.
Right.
So, okay, Coach, go check my bar tabs. Okay. There's no way it's
Yeah, but
too
when
grand.
He's at the bar, Beyonce's I'll on the speaker. Beyonce's on the field. You know, if I was to pay $2,500. So when he says
Actually,
it's a waste
J-Lo
of money.
And Shakira.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Demi Lovato will be singing.
All those talented brother. Ladies.
Watch Shakira, out for the boom. Shakira.
$3,000. I'll pay $3,000.
Yeah, we just went up $500. Who's also performing? Michael Jackson?
I knew it was some of them powerhouse ladies. I don't know.
Rest in peace.
Brother doesn't even know the halftime show. He's just worried about the
game.
I
knew there was going to be a lot of the
How have your emotions,
females.
Like, how are you feeling going into the Super Bowl? Like,
I'm excited, man. My butt's going to pucker. I wasn't looking forward to that.
No, it's been puckered. Don't even have an admin
plug in with this.
Yeah, I guess he's my
remote control.
Ready for that. I wasn't expecting that.
Big, who bro. Are you going to watch? Are you watching the game by yourself?
Probably.
No.
I get it.
Eddie, don't laugh.
I didn't laugh.
You
that wasn't
to
me laughing.
You started to chuckle.
Because Ray laughed.
Brother, why not at least be you and the four horsemen, brother? Come on, bring some booze, brother.
I don't know, man. It's just being at the house, you can just be you. You can cook what you want. You don't have to deal with people who just learned how to drink.
You watch it naked, brother?
No, I've never gone naked, bub, but I mean, I got to.
Now, brother.
I've celebrated in the buff,
Chiefs,
but I've got to have Zubaz
the
during
start
the game.
Losing. If the Chiefs start losing early,
that's a damn good sign. That's all I got
to
say.
No, no. Yeah. Do you change clothes into a different outfit?
No.
Wow, you got to switch that momentum.
I do. Bro, have,
what kind of food are you making for yourself?
I start a fitness challenge Monday, so probably not going to eat any bad food. Just because, I mean, just probably not. Probably just regular old fish and
brother,
broccoli, like I always do.
Brother, if the Chiefs,
the party
if
and the
Chiefs
entertainment,
fans are looking down on you, brother, they've waited 50 years for this, and you're eating a lettuce leaf.
You're not,
brother. Wow. God dang. I mean,
he did buy a bottle of Kansas City Chiefs
now, this
champagne.
Cool. I went to the Jayhawks Tennessee game this past weekend, the basketball game. So was,
he drove
was
back to
home.
Allen Fieldhouse. So
how much did you drop on
here,
that one?
He flew here after the AFC Championship game, and then was here for 4 days, got back in a car and drove 8 hours back to the Jayhawks.
Brother, you ever considered moving to Kansas City, brother?
No, but shout out.
Brother,
no,
why
no.
do you live here?
Yeah, my boy, shout
you
out.
You are a dedicated ass fan. Like, I'm going to give you props because you are hardcore.
Brother, shout out. Let me shout out to William Mayfield because a buddy. He
Baker's cousin?
No, good friend. Good friend of mine.
Dang!
Lawyer here in town. Shameless
wow.
plug if you ever get rear-ended. But
Whoa,
anyway.
Oh, rear-ended, brother. Well, we ain't talking about him on this podcast.
You gotta go see him on Monday, brother.
We'll talk about a butt pucker. Whoa. You guys always go there.
Save wow, his
I
number,
feel like
brother.
I'm in a frat house.
You're the one that said it.
Well, I'm just giving
you
him a shameless
Baker's
plug. Anyway, well, he's.
If he ever gets you rear-ended,
he's a Vol. So he had player's tickets, a buddy of his that used to play on the team. Ironically, now is getting his master's from Kansas, taking online courses that used to be a Vol, and he knows somebody that's currently on the team, so we got 4 tickets. I think the kid's last name was Palmer. I got to meet him after the game. Got to meet Phil Fulmer, which was incredibly cool for me. Saw Peyton.
Peyton, because
Peyton
get
a
was
chance
there.
To see.
He was
I
with
saw
Fulmer.
Peyton, right. I saw him sitting there. We got a picture, but didn't get a chance to meet
Oh, you got
Peyton.
A picture with him?
Got a picture with Fulmer.
Who the F is Fulmer?
Phil Fulmer.
The football coach.
Athletic director.
Yeah, he used
yeah.
to be that football coach.
Philip Fulmer, big
hey,
deal.
Hey, they
you
were playing Kansas?
I'm probably not.
At
really.
Kansas.
It was UT at Kansas.
Did you get to meet Sosa?
Didn't see him or McCormick, but McCormick's going
to
be back.
He, no, they didn't sit on the bench because they don't want to be a distraction to the team.
I did get to see who was there. I was trying some of the team.
Uwagapi.
Tyrell Reed was there. Sasha Khan was there.
Sharon Collins.
Is that halftime girl? Is that the halftime performance? Yeah, Sharon Collins. So they were there. And of course,
you saw
Tyrell,
Perry Ellis.
Well,
yeah, because he's a coach.
I think he. Well, no, I don't think he's a coach. I think he's like he's got his job's really. I think he deserves more. He's like a video.
Didn't editor.
He
have
well,
cologne?
He's like a grad assistant.
Yeah. Is that cologne?
I think that's is it cologne or clothing?
Something like that.
Pretty big.
Hey,
yeah,
like
but he's from Wichita. Shout out, but brother,
he'll,
you
be,
see
he'll
the
be a
spot?
Coach.
Did
he
you see
Perry
the
Ellis.
Spot on the floor where it was the ass whooping at the Allen?
That's on the side of the field. That's on the side we were at. What was
There's
cool?
Still blood.
Ass whooping at the Allen.
Did
was
you
cool.
see the
That's
chair?
Funny.
Did you see the chair?
Well, they had it underneath the original "Beware of the Fog" sign up there that the boys did on the bed sheet. Have you ever watched the story of that?
No.
You never have?
No.
Have you?
No. I don't know what you're talking about.
The pay heed all who enter
oh,
beware
oh.
of the fog. Have you
is
ever?
There, there's a movie about it?
No. If you've never watched it, honestly, as a Jayhawk, and I don't know all the details, but I watched on ESPN about the kids, they put together bed sheets. That's all. It's bed sheets from the dorm that they brought to the game. They were trying to make a banner. It doesn't really have anything to do with Kansas other than we've just adopted it. They were trying to think of something to say. So if you've ever watched a documentary on it or care anything about Kansas, the saying is, pay heed all who enter, beware of the fog. Fog Allen.
Yeah, no, I got it.
That is deep, brother.
Well, it's just neat. I'll show you a picture of it. But I thought, as a Jayhawk, I thought you would knew that. But just Google. Anyway, the original bed sheets from the 80s are up there where these college kids put it all together. So now it's a big deal inside.
And that's what the chair was?
I was making a joke about that. Obviously, the chair wasn't there. But
I mean, he made the joke, but then he went into a history lesson.
Well, it was neat. I mean, some are there. Sosa still got it somewhere.
Well, the cool thing was it would be like going to Ruff or like going to other big areas, you know, arenas. My buddy William's diehard Vol fan, and he wanted to see Allen Fieldhouse. So,
Baker's cousin.
Baker's cousin, right. Even got him a Dodson jersey before he left. So he's
always wait, hold on. Brother, see, your friend, oh, God.
He collects jerseys, brother. He's a huge sports fan. He's diehard Vol. Who doesn't love the Jayhawks, bub? Merrick's team.
Brother, yeah, but if you're a Vols fan, why are you buying a Jayhawk jersey?
That's how
careful
nice
with
guy
what,
is.
Bub? It's dead center of the geographical United States. The colors are red, white, and blue, and the rules
how
of basketball are a block from
you?
Where they dribble.
How dare
Rock, chalk, Jayhawk.
Brother,
bub.
How dare you create
yes,
a paper
America's
trail?
Yes, America's team. I take nothing back.
Brother, you created a paper trail of you buying a Tennessee Vols jersey?
No, my Vols fan, who was
Jayhawk
excited
jersey.
To see Allen Fieldhouse, had a blast at the... wasn't expecting to beat the Jayhawks.
Brother.
I mean, you're not expecting to beat Kansas when you come into Allen Fieldhouse. It's happened. Not likely. It would be like the 49ers winning Sunday. You know what I'm saying? It's just not...
That's what we're talking about, brother. Let's talk about the
Chiefs. If you ever get to go to Allen, though, it's awesome.
Brother,
you
need I've
to
never go to heard Allen. A breakdown of a Super Bowl referencing Lawrence more in my life.
I had a shout-out to William.
What about the bed sheets?
And the bed sheets,
the bed sheets. Thanks
Google
for that.
Google it. I'm not. Yeah. It's cool if you're a sports
so
guy.
Why don't you have your buddy William over for the game?
He's actually
Williams.
Some kind of weird deal. He's been watching it with another friend of his for like the last 6 years. I don't know what that deal is. Him and his wife are going over to, I don't know what their connection, because he actually
brother.
Apologized to me. He's like, man, I'm watching it with Dylan.
Yeah, that's so, a swinger.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So I got dissed, but he hasn't watched any of the games with me so far. And what you were talking about, I've got so many superstitions, like just because it's
now,
Red Friday, and here I am wearing the outfit that
you
ridiculed
the black,
me for.
Yes, you blur the black Chiefs outfit.
It's just worked.
Do you sit on the Chiefs' couch during the game, or are you standing up the entire time?
I don't know. That's not really me. If I'm sitting down, I'm sitting down. If I'm standing up, if I'm walking around, I've got 13 Chiefs Kingdom beers left. Out of 5 15-packs, they
brother,
made them 15-packs from Mahomes.
If you
so
get
five
through
times
all 13, Lord 50, help us, brother.
So 75, so I'm 62
he
beers
around the neighborhood
into...
naked.
And this is, you've only drinking them during the playoffs?
No, I've drank them since season one. I mean, I was before the
wait,
season
wait.
Started, I was back in
so,
Kansas.
So
62 beers
hold on,
over
hold on, hold
4
on.
Months, I don't think it's bad. 3 months?
It didn't go bad.
No. How the hell is it taking you so long to drink this beer?
I'm not a big drinker. I share it.
Every Chiefs game, there has been 17, 18.
He's drinking about 3 a game.
Hey, you want to make fun of me even more?
19 Chiefs games, and you still have 13 beers left
all
from
right,
72?
Make fun of me now.
Jesus.
After I get done drinking them, I ask anybody who drinks them, please don't crumple them up. I'm going to just set them by the sink because I pour them all out, wash them all out, and then I'm going to have 75 empty beer cans to do something cool with. That's how wacko Chiefs weird
that's
I am.
Why I'm not going over to your house, because you'll have some holes in the bottom of them.
Trust
from
me,
the shotgun.
Saving them. Oh, I'd love to, bro. You can smash a can. You come over and smash.
Right.
You can have your own.
Also, so you're going to deck, do you put up a shrine for the game? Because like my brother and No Teeth Keith, they have the 49ers shrine.
Oh, bub, there's a shrine. Yeah, you
have you
it?
Ever seen
I'll
his,
show you everything.
Is it a basement?
No, it's just my office.
No, it's his living room.
No, because that's
room.
The entrance of the house. It's no basement,
Coach. No, it's done beautifully. You don't look like no frat house, bub. You walk in, floors are shining.
I think you have it on Facebook because my fiance has seen it.
And I've
got
to do the shelf stuff. I've got to rearrange it. Like, it's got
she
all
said
my
it's something to be
see
seen.
This.
I've got it all the stuff. Like, I've got Scandrix gloves from the Denver game where Mahomes threw it left-handed on Monday night.
What's your real name?
At Brother Pitts.
On Facebook?
I'm not on Facebook, but I'm on Instagram.
Oh, it's on Instagram.
You took it
I've
off?
Also got Derek Naughty, number 91. And given those guys are all big, you know, you don't realize how big they are until you come in contact with them. Derek Naughty, number 91, he gave
you got it over there,
us his gloves. Mm-hmm. That is a big, big, big man.
That's sweet.
3X gloves. It's pretty neat. I'm a Chiefs junkie. I like stuff like that, man.
So
I got to sit next. That's when I called Booger McFarland, Lawrence Taylor, and he looked at me like an idiot. But I got to see Patrick Mahomes. He looks like Lawrence Taylor.
No, my question. Tell me how you're feeling about the game.
Like, he's getting into memorabilia, and he's getting so sidetracked.
I mean, you are let me tell you.
Oh, I didn't tell you about I even bought a Chiefs garden flag when I was there, but I can't change out the garden flag. The one I have is ratted. It's still tell it's a Chiefs flag there. It's a little red.
Do you have?
Is it
I can't
brother
change it out.
Pitts?
Yeah.
Brother.
Brother one was taken. B-R-O-T.
Question. You are No Teeth Keith. 30 years, you are going to be No Teeth Keith.
I'm not embarrassed about it. I know you guys bring me in here to bust my balls.
No,
I love KU basketball, Chiefs football, and Kansas City Royals baseball.
You're not hearing me. I love.
That's why I'm single. No woman would let me, would no share a house with me. My house is all Chiefs and Jayhawks and Royals.
Don't be pity. Cheer for Kansas City.
I love how fanatic you are. Dude, that's what this
hey,
world needs.
Why is
more.
Your account private?
I don't know.
Pitts, give me your Instagram on your phone. Let me see the damn picture.
You can look at anything you want. I don't have anything. I mean,
I just
you can
love
request
the
me.
Fact,
I'll say yes.
I love the fact that you are such a diehard.
On that Chiefs now, couch, how many women you thrown on that thing?
That one? like I have another one. Wait, that one? Just one, bub.
Oh, bro.
That's the only picture you got of that room?
Yeah, I can get you some more. I mean, I
well, thanks. Oh,
well, I've seen that picture.
Let me show you this. I'll show you some.
Okay, tell me what's going to happen in the game Saturday, Sunday, whatever.
Can we wrap this up?
Wait, do we need Bubs to intro?
Yeah,
real quick?
Hey, ladies and gentlemen.
Wait, we haven't been talking about
Bubs.
No,
still gotta have
he's
his
about
plug.
To give his pregame talk. He's going to give his speech, and he's going to give his prediction. Here we go.
All right, y'all, it's Bubs. So Kansas City, they ain't ever done this in 50 years. Bubs ain't been around for 50 years. We've only been here for 6 months, Bub. But we're still the best barbecue in Kansas City. Pitts, come see us. We'll always remember you. We like how you order number two, and you get a Kansas City beer. We'll see you around the corner, Pitts. Hopefully we got a Super Bowl trophy. Go get them, Pitts, and go get them, Chiefs.
All right, Pitts, let's hear it.
Guys, if I'm Andy Reid, I'm going to walk into the locker room, okay. And I'm going to tell those guys.
Okay, hold on, let me catch my breath.
Oxygen.
All right, guys. I'm so damn proud of this organization, guys. We are getting ready to go out and take part in what we have all fought for from the time that we met and stepped on the field for 2-a-days, guys. We're playing the friggin' Super Bowl.
NFL is 2-a-days?
54, I'm sure. Yeah. I just want you guys to understand how prepared you are for this moment. If there's any self-doubt, leave it in the locker room. Aspect of our team is, as you guys would say, swole.
Is
it okay for an older guy to say swole?
Yeah, coach.
Special teams, coach. We've been hurting a little bit.
In 3 hours, I'm getting ready to celebrate with arguably the best group of football players that has ever been assembled, let alone wear a Chiefs helmet.
Coach, it's a Super Bowl. Halftime is 45 minutes. It's going to be about 4 hours.
Is Beyonce playing that long? Guys, let's have fun. Most importantly, we started picking up a football because it was fun. We're not going to put it down until we're hoisting the Lombardi Trophy in the air. It's going to happen tonight in Miami.
Yeah.
One, two, three, Chiefs!
Yeah. And that was brought to you by...
Hey, that was brought to you by Bubs. Good luck, Pitts. Good luck, Chiefs. Go get him in the Super Bowl. We'll see you on Monday. Free Bubs for everybody!
Hey, Pitts, what's your final score? Let's go.
Final score is obviously going to be 38-20. Go Kansas City! Now
that Pitts is going to be walking out of this studio, we're going to call the man that everybody wants to hear from. No Teeth Keith is going to come on and give his 49ers perspective. We heard from the Chiefs Kingdom. Let's hear from Niners Central. I mean, this is...
Good luck, brother.
Hey, brother, good luck, man.
Good luck to No Teeth Keith, too. I'm looking forward to it.
No luck to him.
No, you don't want luck to them.
No, coach.
You
he's
want them
going
to
for the
crap.
Niners.
Well, I'm a good guy. I just want their team to lose, but I still want him to get 20 points. It's no fun for him to look forward to a game and have his team not score.
That's a good point.
You know what I'm saying? Good luck to him. I'm a good man. He can sit on the Chiefs couch. Come to Sprangville, Bob.
Sprangville.
Here we go.
Hey, Keith.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, there he is, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
There's nothing finer than being a 49er.
You got that right. I am so excited. My hands are shaking. Of course, I do have tremors. But yes, I am on the edge of my seat waiting for this Super Bowl game to start. Oh, I'm excited.
Now, Keith.
And you know, the Chiefs are committing a cardinal sin. They're doing a lot of chippy talk right now, talking about D Ford making a bad play, getting offside that one game. And then they mentioned that our great all-world tight end is the second best tight end. And I'm sitting here, I'm writing all this down on my notepad right now. We're getting a lot of good bulletin board material. Kittle. And I'm getting excited about this.
God. Keith, you have rubbed off on Eddie so much that he made a bet with his kids. His kids are cheering for the 49ers, and they are walking around the house now saying,
There's nothing finer than being a 49er.
Oh, my gosh. That is so wonderful. And speaking of wonderful, I did. You know, the last time I talked to y'all, I wanted so badly to tell everybody a big thank you to Russ Francis for what he did for a nobody sitting in a Kia Soul in the parking lot.
That's right.
And if you guys missed the last time,
amen.
Russ Francis is a former 49er player that Keith was in Oregon, was waving a flag in the
park. He was a player?
Yes.
I missed that
part. Yes.
And
I was.
Keith was celebrating in the parking lot a 49ers win, and he sees another guy with a 49ers flag, and Keith runs up to him, hugs the guy, and it turns out to be Russ Francis, who used to play for the 49ers.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. First of all, I'm getting older and a little bit more addled, and nothing will stop me. And when I saw this man walk into his truck with a 49er cap on, I couldn't restrain myself because of my love for my team. And I jumped out of my car with my 49er flag, and I started waving it. And expecting him to quickly get in his truck and drive away, thinking I'm crazy. But he approached me, and I said, uh-oh, now I'm in trouble. And he shook my hand, and he said, thank you. And I said, you're welcome. And he said, and all you listeners, all you wonderful, incredible 49er fans, this is a handshake for each of you. He said, thank you and all 49er fans for all the support y'all have always given us. My name is Russ Francis. And I'm now... my knees are buckling, everything else. And I said, oh, gosh. And he said, I am on my way to DeBartolo's Ranch in Arizona, and we're going to bid farewell to the greatest receiver this side of Jerry Rice, Dwight Clark. And we're all going to meet up with him. Okay, y'all, I'm going to try not to get emotional here, but I might not make it. But anyway, he said, but before I leave, and this was in Oregon, he played for Oregon for a year in college, and he's originally from Hawaii, and he still has a lot of ties. He played in the Super Bowl with the 49ers.
Now, did you know? Says, wait. When he said,
I leave,
wait, Keith, when he said, hey, I'm Russ Francis, did you know who that was immediately?
And I said, what? And he drove away and he came right back. And I said, gosh. And he asked me if I wanted him to sign my flag. And I said, good gosh, they'd give me 10 more years of life.
Yeah.
And he signed my 49er flag. And I just, wow. And I went back, came back, because I always went to the Fred Meyers which is like an HEB in Texas.
It's like the Piggly Wiggly.
Every day.
Kroger.
I'm sorry if I'm getting long-winded.
No, you don't get long-winded.
I gotta finish this right quick. But I went back each day. And then on Saturday, his last day in Oregon before he was heading on to Arizona to the ranch, he did come back. And he said, come on, let's go in. And he bought me dinner. And I had some orange chicken. And we talked a little bit. And he was on his way. And like I told y'all the last time, the horrors of 1972 when the dastardly Roger Staubach took the win away from us, and I saw Deliverance, that uplifting movie. The Catch wiped
yes, Montana
away, and it allowed me to continue to live life. And all us 49er fans got hope.
Was it a completed catch, though?
And it was complete. One quick thing. When I first shook hands with Russ, I said the catch gave me 10 years of life. And he promised me. He said, I'm going to tell Dwight that when I get
to
Arizona. I know he did.
Keith, did you?
That's the kind of man Russ Francis was and is.
Keith, real quick. Sorry, Keith. Did you know that Russ Francis was accused of fraud?
What the hell does that have to do with it?
I just ran into this story. He's accused of using a debit card 66 times without authorization.
Oh, is it the Fred Meyer?
More than $29,000 worth of charges.
Does it say he bought orange chicken with it?
No. He brought a Niners flag?
It says here he purchased orange chicken.
At the Fred Meyer.
Don't say that.
Keith, you're going to jail.
Keith. Now, my question is, how are you feeling about this Super Bowl? Hey,
is this guy a plant by the Kansas City Chiefs and Andy Reid right here?
Some of me.
Kid, how are you feeling about the Super Bowl?
Are you ready for my analysis of the Super Bowl?
Kate, I'm ready for whatever you want to tell me about this Super Bowl.
Okay. Well, it's going to... Now, Shanahan...
Wait. What is your emotional state?
I'm going to go to the restroom.
What's my what?
Emotional state. Like, are you okay? Are you nervous? What are you freaking out?
Well, of course, I'm always freaking out. No, I'm just kidding. But I'm getting into this. I'm definitely on edge, but we also have a flag football team practice, and we cannot pull these flags for some reason. The little kids, every time the other team runs the ball, they get a touchdown.
What?
We're working.
What? Yeah.
The 49ers are doing practices with flags?
No. It's just we got a little third and fourth grade flag football team. And
what?
I'm out.
What the hell?
I'm going to go to the rest.
Keith, what the hell does that have to do with the Super Bowl? Tell me about the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that's the Super Bowl. This is now, as you have heard, and sometimes I get a little grief when I say Garoppolo is an outstanding quarterback, but we win the game primarily as we have been winning it with our control running game, our incredibly active defense, and I see the defense with the pressure on Mahomes once again controlling them Kansas City's run defense for the year has not been that great. So I don't see a lot of changes. However, Shanahan has been known to mix things up. And I know I was wrong on our victory over Green Bay when I said our incredible number 85, the finest tight end in the NFL,
Kittle,
was going to be a tremendous factor, which he was as a blocker.
As a blocker.
But, I'm Kittle.
Now,
Little.
Keith.
But he is going, and you write this down.
All right, writing it down.
He will gain over 100 yards receiving in the Super Bowl.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Over the middle. Watch out for Kittle.
That's a prop bet.
Yeah. Hey, I like that. Over the middle, watch out for Kittle. Okay, good.
Hey,
good.
Write that down in your notebook.
Bulletin board. I love that. And I'll give you the final score.
Okay.
And it'll be, I was off a little bit. It was a little closer, like I predicted in the game against Green Bay, but I didn't get the score right.
Okay.
27-23. San Francisco will win the game.
Whoa! Super Bowl champions. Now, Keith.
Yes.
It has come to the time. I need you to give your speech to 49er Nation. Come from the heart. Let's hear you pump up 49er Nation for the Super Bowl.
Yes. Yes, they will. And 49er fans, just please. Please, 25 years is going to be such an incredible celebration when we bring that Lombardi Trophy back to its rightful place. And we tie New England and Pittsburgh for the most Super Bowl trophies in NFL history.
Wow. Never spoken better. Thank you, Keith.
Wait. Can I tell one little story? On Russ Francis, going back to that right quick.
Yeah, the debit card.
Yeah. You know something about the debit card?
Is anybody there?
Yeah, you know something?
Oh, okay.
Is it about the debit card?
Can I just, not only was Russ Francis so incredibly nice, but the little town of Scappoose, Oregon,
was so
wonderful,
mm-hmm. Beautiful,
and
community.
the most wonderful woman in the world.
Whoa, tell us more about this woman.
Wait,
tell us about this woman.
Can I just say hi, Mia, and hi, Minnesota, at the dog park, and I wanted to get that in there and say one last thing, because I'm at the end game of my life. Oh. And the only thing I wanted to say is it's not how much you leave the world with, but it's just, did you, while you were traveling through it, make it a little better place for you having been here, and your ramrod lunchbox.
Yeah. Did.
And I just wanted to say that.
Okay.
And
good one, Ken.
Thank you.
And one last thing, and then y'all will never call me again.
No, that's not true, kid.
We'll talk to you on Monday. We'll talk to you on Monday, win or lose.
One last thing. I wanted to thank every kid that honored me through all those wonderful years that I was ever able to coach them. And I had a couple of close calls in getting married, but I didn't. I never had a child of my own, except for the one I have now. which is my little Yorkie named Elvis. And wait, one last thing. And this is my story, and this is why y'all are never going to call me back, probably.
No, it's not true, kid.
Go, kid.
But there was one day where we were coming back to the house.
Oh, my God.
And I opened the door, and he accidentally
Elvis.
Jumped out. Yes, we have a very busy street.
Oh, kid.
And I usually he'll just come right on in the house. But for some reason, he took off down the street. And I'm not worried, even though I can't run anymore. I called him, Elvis, come back, come back. And he thought we were playing chase.
Oh.
So he goes down to the next block, and he takes a right.
So you're saying Elvis had left the building?
Yes. He had left the building all right.
And you were all shook up?
He took a right, and he goes
down. Is he a hound dog?
No, he's a... Yeah. Yes.
All right.
Yeah, he is a hound dog. But he took a little right, and he goes down, and now I'm jogging, which is like walking to most people. And I'm terrified. Elvis, please. Because when he takes the right, he's going toward a busy street. Cars are whizzing by. I do not have any way to catch up with him.
Yeah, it's now or never.
I'm now yelling.
Okay.
I'm now yelling, please. That's my kid right here.
Oh, yeah. Man, we're headed for Heartbreak
and,
Hotel.
And
did you ever find him, kid? Was he in the ghetto?
That's right. And as he approaches, because if he goes into that street and he gets hit, I'm going to follow him. And
you're going to follow him?
There's no way I can get him. And right as he gets to the edge, cars are just whizzing by. There is a ditch on the right.
A ditch.
And he turns to the right. And I get up to the ditch. And I have to lie to him because he still thinks we're playing chase. And I reach into my pocket for an imaginary treat. And he stops. He stops. And so I finally pick him up and hug him. And I take him back to the house. And every time to this day, I go past the ditch. I turn the flashers on in my car. I stop. And people are whizzing by in their car. They're walking by. I get out of my car.
In your blue suede shoes.
I get down on my knees. And I bow once to that ditch. Because that thing.
Well.
Hey, good talking to you, kid.
Keith, I want to say good. Wait, I want to say good luck in the Super Bowl. You better be.
That saved my little kid's life.
You better be at Batter's Box's house with the Jerry Rice photo on Sunday. And hey, before you leave, you got to say your catchphrase before you get out of here.
And one final thing.
Oh,
there is nothing finer than to be a 49er.
Yeah! There he is. All right, see you, kid.
Okay, bye, y'all.
All right, bye. All right,
before
there you have it.
Hey.
Two of the biggest fans on both sides of the field.
Guys, I don't know what just happened.
That was awesome.
It's great, man.
Question.
Yeah.
Who wins the Super Bowl?
The Chiefs do.
Ray.
Niners, no contest. Chiefs have no defense. Niners might win by 3 touchdowns.
Lunchbox.
Guys, it's all about the Niners. The public loves – we love offense. We love, love, love offense. Niners have a defense. The defense Titans, wins championships.
Yeah, Titans can put up, what, 30 on you? Niners, man, you ain't. They're going to lock your ass down. They're going to put up 50.
All right, we're out of here. Have a great weekend. Remember, FGL House Sunday, we will be there, Ray and myself. Super Bowl. I mean, that's all there is this weekend, right?
Yeah. What's that over at? Under-over, 54?
It's called the over-under.
Yeah.
Don't ever call it an under-over.
It's 54 and a half. Yes. I'd say it's over than that. It's over that, right?
Dude,
all these predictions between Bub and Kid.
We're under.
They're all under.
Yeah. I don't
all
know.
All because of San Francisco defense? It's a bunch of crap.
Yeah, Coach, you got to think they're going to – there's so much passing from Kansas City. It's got to be over.
It's going to be over.
It's going to be over.
I think that's people, why I'll take the under.
I think people give – no. People are
expecting – That's why –
I'll tell you why you go over. Because people are expecting for the San Francisco defense to just come out and stop everything that the Chiefs have been doing all year. False. It'll be over. It'll be a high-scoring game.
Here's my thing. I'm worried. I now really believe the Chiefs are going to win, and it's going to go under because Ray was confident with the Niners and confident with the over. So
Batter's Box just wrecked his car on the freeway.
Yeah.
Hey, then it's Batter's Box.
All right, have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you
Thank
Monday.
Thank you, guys. Hey, have fun this Sunday, all right? You
Let's
all be
go.
Careful.
Sore loser shotguns at your freaking Super Bowl
Drink
party.
Drink responsibly.
Yeah.
And if you don't, stay home.
Hey, Niners roll on Sunday. Batter's Box just swerved in traffic.
Batter's Box.
All right, we're out of here.